So, I was going to ask you, I don't know why this question came up. Have you seen the new Space Jam movie?
No, I haven't.
I actually haven't seen it, but I was just thinking about that song. We're playing basketball. I need to see that movie. I need to see that movie very soon. Yes. And so I think I wanted to divert into this straight away. I really, if you guys remember on the podcast, we had an episode, we talked about the school system in Nigeria. So why don't you just highlight your background, your schooling background? Like maybe you can start from, I don't know, primary school, wherever you want to start from.
Okay.
Because I want us to get into this idea of the schooling system. Is it a scam? I think this is the part two is necessary because some things have changed in my life up till now.
Okay. So funny enough, I went to a Christian school right from primary school all the way through uni.
Okay.
So primary school, I went to St. Xavier's School, Ebutemita, which is Anglican.
Okay. What state is that?
It's in Lagos.
Okay, Lagos.
Yeah. And then I moved to secondary school. So I went to Lagoon Girls Secondary School, which is a Catholic school in Lagos as well. So I did 3 years there, and then I moved to Trinity International College, which is in Ofada, Ogun State.
Okay.
It's a boarding school.
Oh, okay.
Which is also owned by a church. I think Redeemed Church, if I'm not mistaken. And then I went to I went to Covenant University for a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's owned by Winners Chapel and it's in Ogun State as well. And then I transferred to Calvin College, or now Calvin University, in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Which is owned by, it's evangelical, I believe, but it's Christian.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, I've been Christian universities, Christian school all my life. And I feel like that has been an impact in, one, building my faith, and two, I feel like when schools are owned by the church and owned by private people, private companies, the education system is definitely different.
Okay, okay.
As opposed to when it's owned by the government. I don't want to say it's a scam when it's owned by the government, but you don't see the level of care for the students, attention to details, care for the teachers. There's no, like, just the you can see the difference is clear.
Yeah.
Sprite. Is this Sprite or 7-Up? 7-Up, the difference.
The difference is clear.
Yeah.
7-Up.
Yeah.
This episode is not sponsored by 7-Up, by the way. If you do want to sponsor the episode, please contact me, theaverageafrickid@gmail.com. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah. The difference is really clear when, because I've worked with, so I worked for my NYSC. I worked with a company who, I don't want to mention the name of the company.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. No free publicity here.
So I worked for a company that, they're an NGO actually.
Okay.
And so we worked with different schools in Nigeria. So I personally worked with schools in Ibadan and Lagos.
Okay, okay.
And they're mostly government-owned schools.
Yeah.
My heart honestly just used to break every time I would go there. I'm just like, these children are going through this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Disclaimer for this episode. You can disagree with me. Let's fight. I want us to fight. And I see this thing. Like, in my last episode, I was of the opinion that school system is a scam right now. And let me go broader. I was actually just talking about the broad system because I didn't know about this local issue we had. I was just thinking that, hence, you know, my ideas have changed a bit. I just thought that school is just a way to get people to, it's an official system where they teach you stuff. But in the end, you get a degree that you might never use. You might end up studying neurobiology and end up working as a mechanical tech technician. So I just, like, for me, it was just like always like, okay, school is just a place that you go because you have to, and it's actually a scam. That was my opinion. And I can go further, but go back to the other episodes, guys, and listen to that episode. Because I still stand by most of the things I said, but I think my view has expanded a bit more. For one reason, and one reason alone, it changed my mind. The school I'm teaching at for my NYSC. I mean, I'm not supposed to say the name, but I'm sure I've said the name like once or twice. Well, I won't say the name now. And it actually broke my heart, like you were talking about, because I'm seeing these children. I'm seeing 100 students in one classroom. A classroom that's supposed to be 50 students. They have a class, something called Physical A, Physical B, Physical C, Physical D. Physical A means that A and B are in one class. Physical B is C and D in one class. 50-50, 100 in a classroom. Physical D, just on like that. They don't have chairs, enough chairs. They're using blackboards. The ceilings, if I show you the pictures of the ceilings, you're going to cry. And
it's all, honestly so sad.
Yeah, all these things. I mean, the teachers are not very motivated. People are pushing the work to core members to teach. And of recent, I'm now seeing the trend because, of course, the core members are now starting to push the work to students. So students are now marking exams and finishing the grades, which is necessary for the core members because, I mean, hey, you're not actually, also, you're not actually getting paid. Like, there's some states, like, the pay doesn't come at all. Just this, the 33K.
Yeah.
No other pay.
But you're getting 33K. Come on.
No.
In my time, we got 19.8.
In your time, like, that
19.8.
Like, I mean, fair enough. You can say that. But, however, but that 33K is actually really nice.
It's nice.
However, if you compare it with other people, every other organization, most of them you get paid something else. I mean, they get more stressed. They don't close at 2 p.m. like us. But still, they're supposed to be like a 5K a month state allowance. They don't get it most of the time. Hopefully we get it in our time. So anyway, that's the backlog for the core members. But I look at these students and they are in school, but they are not learning.
Yeah, they're not.
And I look at the way they're ending up. I'm looking at the SS3 students. Some of them are cultists. Some of them, like, one was arrested, like, when last term.
A cultist in SS3?
They're cultists in GS1.
What?
Like, oh, my goodness. I have stories upon stories. I had the time when, just when I came. I wasn't there that day, that Friday. But he told me that a GS1 student, a teacher, a core member flogged a student. And the student was, like, came to the office and I was like, I beg, do something. Make her quench my anger. I dey vexed now. Better find something now.
What does that mean?
Do you know what happened? The core member was like, what kind of nonsense is this? The teachers came to beg the core member to give the boy money.
You're joking.
I'm serious. I am very, very serious.
Madu.
This is GS1. So,
I'm screaming.
So I'm seeing all these things and I'm like, if these guys are not learning, I mean, it's the same as them not being in school. I mean, it could go two ways. It could further my argument that school is a scam, but it could also say that if school didn't exist, this is exactly what we're going to be seeing. So,
exactly. Yeah. Because even I was having a conversation with my boss and he was telling me that, like, the Nigerian school system just does not cut it. He was interviewing a bunch of people who went through university in Nigeria and they couldn't articulate themselves. Yeah. They couldn't speak proper English. They couldn't. It broke my heart.
That's plus uni you're talking about.
Man.
Yes.
It's quite something.
I had my uncle tell me about a story that someone graduated from university, started working in this oil company, and he wanted to go home for a December break. And he told him, okay. They told you not to go. Okay, write a letter so that we'll forward it to the people. He could not write. He could not write the letter. Like, he literally could not write a letter.
Wow.
Working in an oil company because of connections. Graduated from university. My boy. I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised. I can't say I'm surprised.
But the thing is, there are also people who are coming out of these universities with excellent, can speak proper English, can articulate themselves, can write. Like, so, like, what is... So what baffles me is, like, you see two complete opposites.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, like, okay, where is the disconnect? Like, why are some people doing extremely well and other people not even...
I mean, if we were going to talk about this issue, we could actually write a full book, an encyclopedia about this. And let's actually start somewhere. For one thing, I was actually talking with someone today in school, and he was talking about, the parents don't care about the children. They don't actually review their notes and everything. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything for their students. The students don't actually repeat classes anymore. That's a new thing. So they're... I'm glad I'm not a core member forever. So by the time they actually hear this, I'm already out. There are students who are supposed to repeat GS1,
mm-hmm.
GS2, GS3, SS1, SS2, SS1, SS2. They're supposed to repeat their classes.
Uh-huh.
They fail. But I mean, I didn't say the name of the school, so I'm technically covered, right? I can't be fired, right? I don't think I can be fired from a job that I wasn't hired to. Okay, I'm going to say it. They pay.
They pay, or there's no space?
They pay to get moved to the next class.
Who pays? The student themselves or the parents of the students?
I mean, the same thing now. They repeated GS1.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to do GS1 again.
Mm-hmm.
But you pay so they move you to GS2.
Wow.
And that's actually the baseline of the issue right now. We talk about people, and we're talking, and he was like, "Oh yeah, the parents don't care about anything. They don't check their students' notes. They are now paying people to move them to the next class. If it's time for examination now, they won't pay." Subtle word he just said.
Mm.
He's talking about malpractice.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what's the difference between paying to move your children to the next class and malpractice? It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, this opens a can of worms.
Yeah, because what I've actually heard before is that there's no space in the next class, in the class, for them to repeat them a class, right? Mm-hmm. So they have to move them regardless of if they do well or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because the class, incoming class, is too full.
Yeah, that could also be an argument. I mean, I don't know. Are we just increasing the population size without actually increasing the number of schools to take care of this population?
Probably. I think that's probably what's happening. One. Two, there are not enough teachers who are even willing to... Nobody wants to be a teacher anymore in Nigeria.
And those who are teachers, they don't want to teach.
Exactly.
Except a few rare ones. They're like, let me give a shout out to those gems of teachers.
But then they go to private schools where they know they'll be paid well.
No, but there are actually some in the public school system that stayed. They're trying to fight this thing. And I know a few. I'm just giving you guys a shout out because I see your work, and it's inspiring because it's like everybody else is taking the easiest road out. Even while they're being paid, they disappear for like a month or two for the whole semester, make sure like an empower person comes and takes their classes, or an NOIC person comes and takes their classes. Mm-hmm. But there are some that are standing, that are fighting for this thing to get fixed. But there are a few.
It is well.
And we're not even talking about examinations. Nobody fails. And when it's time for GS3 examination and SS3 examination, people are paying money to go through to the, like, get examination malpractice.
Yeah.
And it's now normal.
Yeah. It is.
It really boils me up. Yeah. Like doing JAM, how was your experience with JAM? Did you guys have any of those things in your center?
We actually, I think it was one person who, I'm not sure now if this is what I saw or if this is what I heard, because it's all jumbled up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this girl with the hijab
and
they kept trying to tell her to, like, not take off your hijab, but, like, let us search you. And she wouldn't agree. Eventually, they brought a woman who basically found rolled up notes hidden in different parts of her hijab. But for the most part, I don't think there was any, like, dramatic thing.
Well, and that's actually quite interesting. I don't know if it's location.
I mean, people were cheating, though, like, in the center.
Okay, like, talk about that, too.
Yeah, just like people like asking. But the thing is, with JAM, the questions are jumbled up. So like, yeah. I can get my question one can be your question 10.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't know that, right?
So yes. They're
trying to...
Okay, among each other.
Among each other.
Oh, wow. They're
trying to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a few people tried, mm-hmm. attempted to.
Yeah.
I wonder whether they caught anybody talking. They sent them
out.
Out. Or uh-huh. Sometimes they send them to the front. If they did it again, they would send them out.
Oh, wow.
So...
Wow, that's already... Yeah. That's already a big difference. What year did you finish secondary school, if you can remember?
2011.
2011. I finished in 2014. And maybe it's location, but there's already a big difference.
Mm.
Because when I did JAM, this is exactly how it went. We got there in the morning, and then everybody was in their classroom, and we had a morning prayer. In the morning, Annie, in the morning. Praise and worship session in the classrooms.
I have a question about that. Like, wasn't there Muslims there?
Doesn't matter. They'll still do it anyway. And they'll still pray at the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
But that's not the issue here. I mean, that's another discussion for another episode. But the guy comes up and like, okay, so you guys know what's up.
Uh-huh.
If you guys want stuff, meet us. You pay 5,000. If you have your own person that is bringing, that you just want us to let, 3,500.
Madu.
Right in the examination hall. So what happens is that people will just bring out their bags, call them, settle them. And somebody outside, they are working on the answers, preparing the answers to the questions.
Mm.
So they come in, give them the answers. I don't know if they knew about this change. Because it was not CBT. It was not computer-based.
Yeah, ours wasn't computer-based. Okay,
paper-based too. So I don't know how they did that. So they give answers. And some people they also said, if you want to use your phone... That's when they also said, you pay another amount of money. So people will not carry their phone in and then they cannot be contacting whoever.
Yeah. To be fair, I think some of these things happened. I think I was also just very oblivious.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was just like so focused on like what I was doing. I was like, I don't want to fail this job. I wasn't even paying attention. So it may have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I just do not know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was 2014. Things are a lot worse now. Like, I was talking to one of my nephews and he was telling me that, this is someone I should know better. He mm-hmm. was telling me that, when they give you examination, we didn't pay for anything. It's God that helped you now.
I don't understand that.
Like, he's in an exam. Uh-huh. He didn't pay for any exam at practice.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden, like, you, come to this side. They're feeding them answers. And he's like, that's not my practice now. That one is God that helped you.
But what would you do in that situation?
I mean,
uh-huh.
I'll say no, thank you. I'll go back and write my examination. Because we are breeding a culture. I mean, there are many things we are breeding, but uh-huh. a culture of people that do not trust themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a school system where from the very first day, you know that when the examination comes, you're going to need someone else's help. Like, hey, Rami, can you help me with question 3? I don't know question 3. I'm at the very beginning now. I'm already thinking in that line.
Uh-huh.
So students will rise or fall to the level of expectation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're expecting that they won't be able to answer the questions themselves from the very beginning. So they don't even try.
Yeah.
So that's that dependency cycle. Have you ever, you've taken an online class before, right?
Yeah.
So classes where their exams are online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, those classes are a whole different kind of worms, right?
Yeah.
So, those classes, you get to do your examinations online too,
mm-hmm.
with little supervision. Except those crazy ones that actually let you show your webcam.
Yeah.
So, those ones, you can open book exams.
Uh-huh.
Did you find that, I know about me, I definitely did for my history classes. The more and more I went through the semester, the less and less I trusted myself. And the more and more I wanted to, for every question, go and check the books to see if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah.
In a physical class, I would never have done that. I've been, okay, this next. But that dependency just starts to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it cripples you. You can't think for yourself anymore. Mm-hmm. You just don't believe in yourself. And when you don't believe in yourself, like, what's now the point of writing the exam?
Yes, yes.
The whole point is to test yourself and test your abilities. Mm-hmm. If there's no test for that, then what's the point?
Yes. And I haven't even gone into the aspects about faith in Christ and everything, about how that affects faith. Because honestly, I'm still trying to to draft my lines to that. Because, I mean, people, you can tell people don't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
But why? I mean, I'm trying to figure out, where did Jesus say don't cheat? I'm still trying to figure it out. I know it's in there somewhere. I don't know where yet. So I'm still going to have to do some digging. Because it has to be in there somewhere. It has to be in the Bible somewhere.
Yeah.
So we start with that problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, these are the people who are graduating.
Like people that were putting in businesses.
In government.
In government.
And we're complaining that the country is bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, my positive side of the argument is that seeing the way the schools are run, the government schools,
mm-hmm.
it makes me value the school system a lot more. Because I thought that school was completely a scam, meaning that it's just people who are trying to get money from you to learn something that you never use in your real life. But in reality, you need to learn the basic principles of life from school.
Yeah.
How to study, how to grow, how to be self-reliant. How to be disciplined.
How
to be disciplined, which we are losing a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This episode is so somber.
Yeah. We're losing a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually gives me hope because a school that can teach people to think like we pass through school ourselves, and hopefully we're better off for it than otherwise we're here.
Yeah.
We can think, and we don't need school officially anymore. Mm-hmm. But if we wanted to, we could go back for more schools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. PhDs upon PhDs and everything. But I think the main thing is to learn how to learn how to learn how to think.
Yeah, exactly.
And to find yourself.
Exactly. That's perfect. Find yourself. Yeah.
The schooling system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to make this less depressing. Yeah, this was a sad one.
This was a sad episode.
Yeah. I apologize. And some of you are like, what in the world is he talking about? Is school actually like that? Yes, welcome to Nigeria. They should make a movie about Nigeria.
They shouldn't make a movie about this because it's... No.
Oh, hey.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Wow, I don't know how to come back from that. Anyway, thank you for listening to this particular one about the school system. So, you know my thoughts, you know our thoughts about schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could actually go a long way into this school thing, but I think we need to stop here because, I mean, we're still a lot. So thank you for tuning in and talk to you next time.